Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are talking today with Bi-Us TV. Powered by artists, Bi-Us is a digital entertainment company dedicated to bringing a unique perspective on underrepresented audiences through streaming content. And they have brought us a great new web series, Bi, the web series. And I want to welcome Ashton Pena and David J. Cork with us. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Welcome.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks. I can't wait for the next episode, and I won't give away any. I hope you're in the editing phase of episode 7 right now.
Of course. Yeah. It's the best.
The next episode is actually a two-part, the first part of a two-part finale, so that's going to be coming out on Christmas.
Ooh,
awesome.
Great.
I'm kind of glad it wasn't out already, because I'm kind of really anticipating it.
Yeah. You got a little bit of time.
Back awesome. From Doctor Who to watch on Christmas Day.
There you go.
Of course.
Well, and every other Oscar contending movie of the season.
Well, you know. I do want to see Tim Burton's movie. That looks like an interesting movie. So, other than that, I don't know.
I want to see anything Tim Burton does. So, I don't know where to start first, talk about the series or to talk about Bi-Us TV. So, let's talk about Bi-Us TV first, okay?
Okay.
Tell us all about your company.
I'll take this, David. Bi-Us TV was started by myself and David. We met at a pageant when I first moved here. David was running as Mr. Jubilee, and I was running as Mr. Manhattan and Mr. New York. And we stayed friends ever since, and we worked together, and come to find out, we knew some of the same people. So we ended up meeting up again, and we sat down last January, and he had Bi the web series, and I loved the script, and he sent me things, and I sent him notes back, and I had just got finished doing a web series called The Out Crowd. It's also kind of a gay-focused web series, and he had brought this to me, and I was like, oh my God, I love it, and obviously it's David, my my really good friend, so I was like, yo, let's do this, and I was like, no, let's make this bigger, let's do something, because there are so many people like us who doesn't have opportunities to make a voice, and, you know, over the years, I just, you know, developed my craft to be able to, you know, put out content, and that's really my mission, is to put out, you know, content. And so we decided to make Bi-Us TV. We were coming up with names and all kinds of other stuff. Bi is obviously our first thing, and it's also about duality and me and David. So we was like, oh my God, let's be, you know, and also we thought like, oh, FUBU was cool, you know, FUBU, the clothing company for us, Bi-Us, a black kind of clothing line, and we was like, let's call it Bi-Us TV, but, you know, obviously with an I, and then instead of like for you, it's for us, Bi-Us, you know, for you, for the, you know, that's Bi-Us TV, and we're working on a new show, and we will start presenting music videos and specials, more documentary focused kind of things, and so we really just want to be the new platform for your, you know, underrepresented audiences.
Absolutely fantastic. We need more content.
I read all your bios this morning, and man, you have like such amazing talent around. You know, I'd ask, why aren't you all in Hollywood? But like, there's a movie called The Hollywood Shuffle, which kind of explains that.
Yeah.
You know, it is like, you all just have long, long, impressive resumes.
Thank you. Thank you. We've talked about Hollywood. We've talked about the LA life, but we just wanted to kind of get situated here where New York's kind of closer. David's from Indiana. I'm from Massachusetts. So it's kind of like we still have opportunities to, you know, go home and be close to home. I think that's kind of a big focus for us right now. But when it calls, we'll definitely be there. And I think we'll hopefully be shooting scenes for season 2 of Bi there. So,
are you guys are you guys in New York or Massachusetts or Indiana?
We're based in New York.
Yeah, we're
New York. Okay, great.
How can you afford it?
how can you afford living in New York?
Yeah, living in New York. It's become such an expensive city.
You know, living in New York is just such a grind. You really have to know what you want and why you're here, and once you figure that out, trying to build a life around that becomes your goal. So doing whatever you need to do, whether it's wait tables, teach classes, work in a hotel, whatever you need to do to make sure that your dream is still a reality and sustained is just how it has to be.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's great advice.
And also, too, I think the web, if I can offer this, the internet offers a certain amount of freedom and a certain amount of power that one might not be able to get just going off to Hollywood and sort of leaning on the Hollywood system.
Right? Absolutely. And I think a part of the reason why Ashton and I really decided to put our own career in our hands is because this is the only time we ever will have that opportunity. I mean, later on down the line, eventually someone else is going to be calling the shots for us. And for us to be able to have this opportunity where we call the shots ourselves, you know, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
Very important. Very important. And it's a very good point.
I think what's really more is just having control over what we are able to do. Because, again, Hollywood doesn't give people like me or you know, sometimes people like you guys out there opportunities to be on TV. When have you seen somebody who is bisexual really on TV and really created a way where if somebody else was bisexual, they can relate to them, or the mm-hmm. community says, okay, well, bisexual is just not about being greedy, or, you know, or they can't choose, you know? So, like, it's also that, too, to say, okay, we have control. Yes, the web has amazing opportunities, and it's only going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
And that's why we do want to be a digital platform, because we want to be able to grow with audiences, as, you know, TV's not going to be the traditional way anymore to watch mm-hmm. to watch stuff. So that's really important for us, too.
It's also important for us to build our own images. Mm-hmm. And I think Hollywood has traditionally failed us in representing bisexuals who were not psychotic or
right.
who were not narcissists or murderers or killers in some fashion. And so mm-hmm. being able to be, you know, to be in control of our own images with our own voices, and to be able to generate our own audiences to show that there is a market for the content of our stories and the content mm-hmm. of our lives. So I think that's really important. And one of the reasons that I really enjoyed you guys' series, the portions of it that I've seen, I love mm-hmm. your comedy and I love the accessibility of it, but I'm also somebody who's into B-movies and, you know, obscure films, and I like camp and I like those alternative stories. So I think it's great that you guys are doing the work, and I love what the power behind it. I hope you are successful. I want to see you guys on television.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Me too. Yeah, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm really tired of plot devices.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. I'm just, oh, here we go again. Oh, let's take one for the team, and oh, you know.
And superhero movie.
I'm going to, yeah, listen, bisexual on call, just, you know, whatever.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Twist. Let's just make that a thing real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. How can we introduce this fact in there? Oh, let's have them cheat on somebody or.
Yeah.
The usual.
I think there's a clamoring in the geek community for a bisexual superhero to come out. There's been a lot of discussion around Constantine and his bisexuality.
Yep,
I don't know
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be very interesting. I would love that.
That sticks in our craw really hard.
they're afraid. They're too afraid to say, okay, yeah, let's make him bisexual and let's make that a thing. You know, let's make it something where we get to experience him being bisexual as well as an audience, like they would with any other straight character or, you know, the limited gay characters that are leading, you know, television shows, which are really, you know, none that are like at least narrative in form that mm-hmm. are on, you know, TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it doesn't help that, you know, we have a handful of what I call my bi-celeb heroes who actually say, yes, I'm bisexual, I'm proud of it, there you go.
Right.
And the rest of them go like, well, I don't really label myself. And, no, I'm not really gay and I'm not really straight. Nobody will say the word. And it doesn't help our case any to have that, you know, happen. But, so we're really like, yay, you guys.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I will say, though, that the reason that, especially in Hollywood, there are so many closeted bisexuals is mm-hmm. because it's part of the system. And that's how the system works. And to survive in the system, it's easier to be gay or lesbian in Hollywood than it is to be bisexual. A lot easier. Mm-hmm. And so, that's why those Hollywood actors and actresses who are out as bisexual really are actual superheroes that don't need a cape because they are really taking a stand that's hard to take.
It really is, and we need to change that narrative for them. We need to make it a moneymaker to do bisexual stories, and that would help.
Well, on that point, John, I think it's really interesting that that's kind of the experience of the globe, across the nation at least. I don't want to speak about bisexuals' experiences outside of the country to be gay or to be straight. But obviously in the industry, in the Hollywood industry, where money depends on the images and the conservative audience that they may be trying to, pitch to. But in terms of just social life in general, it's just really difficult for a lot of people to be bisexual and still be a part of either the heterosexual community or the gay community and be bisexual without getting the kickback and the stigma and what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't represent as bisexual. I mean, David might be able to contest to this, but I feel sometimes, some people in the heterosexual community won't accept you and in the gay community doesn't really accept you. So it's like, where do I go? I think that's something that, people who are bisexual, that's something that we want to showcase as well.
Yeah.
Well, you just come on home, honey. We're right here.
I mean, right now we are promoting this great web series that all of us need to watch. If you haven't seen it yet, you will be entertained.
It's great.
So let me ask. That I'm assuming that was David that was speaking a second ago. So you don't identify as bisexual? Is that right?
That was Ashton.
That was Ashton.
Okay.
I mean, he can. David does.
I identify as bisexual. I can talk about that all day long. But
No. I was speaking to the person who does not. Was it?
Yes.
So it was Ashton.
Yes. Ashton. Yes, I do not. Yeah.
So are you? Let me ask you. Are you attracted to other genders besides?
I have in a relationship with a man, but I have been with women and I do see beautiful women and there, are a couple girls that, if me and my partner didn't work out, then hey, love is love at the end of the day.
Right.
Whenever humans were developed, if it was okay that we could love who we want to love and, society never put these barriers on people, we would be such a more sexually fluid world. People would just do whatever they feel like doing at whatever they feel like doing. And, I'm more like that. I'm love is love, but I am in a relationship with a man, if that makes sense.
Am I hearing you say, because I could be totally misunderstanding you, but am I hearing you say then that you you identify based upon the relationships that you're in or who you partner to?
I mean, I identify as gay because that's just, it's simple. It's just, I'm gay. I'm mostly into guys. But I'm open to love. I'm open to loving. Mm.
Okay, well, I'm not going to put you under the microscope, so
I think the whole identify is such a gray area, and that's another thing that bisexuality opens up is like where do you identify, And I think that's a great thing because as we grow as a society, things are becoming more acceptable.
And just watching the series, it does ask those questions. A lot of the cast members are asking those questions about themselves and seeing that process. It's one of the wonderful things about the series is that, these are younger people who are still like figuring themselves out. That's what life is about.
Most definitely. And that's David. David wrote and put, all his life work. I mean, David could talk more about what has inspired him to make the project, but David is that's all David. I'm on the other end. I help.
So, guys, what inspired you to create this project?
So, as we were talking before, I identify as bisexual. And at the time, I was dating a guy and a girl. And then I fell in love with someone from back home in Indiana. And, you know, I was really crazy and happy to be with him. And I realized that I had these loose ends I need to tie up here in New York first. But he decided to surprise me on a trip. And so the three of them met, the two guys I was dating and the girl I was dating, they all met. It was all crazy. It all blew up in my face and everything just kind of went wrong. So I called my mom, and my mom and I are talking about, like, my relationships and my love life, and I'm telling her how much of a mess it is. And then she just laughs and goes, baby, your life is like a TV show. And then it just hit me with a ton of bricks that I need to write about this. This experience, this romantic confusion, all this stuff that I was going through, I wanted to really just write about it and see where it could go. It was also important to me to represent myself because I did not see a bisexual lead on TV. And I felt it was a very compelling story, and it's a story that needed to be shared. And, you know, I just took a chance and went out there and just wrote for my own experiences just to see what could happen.
Awesome. Follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's often said that art imitates life and life imitates art. So I'm wondering, mm-hmm. as you've written your experiences down and as you've formatted them to become a piece of art, an expression of art that mm-hmm. you put out into the universe, has that artistic process somehow impacted your life experience? And also, has your life experience informed in a very significant and important way the artistic expression, the product, the final product that you put out into the world?
I definitely feel like the artistic process has shaped my life in a way. I wrote Alex to be this very free-spirited, very open about his sexuality, where before I was kind of like quiet about it. And as I'm writing it, I realized how free he is, and I wanted that same amount of freedom. So Bi became my coming out, essentially. And it's been very freeing. I'm very comfortable. People ask questions and I answer them willingly. Like, I'm not afraid anymore. Like, it's just been it's been really nice. As far as my life into the art, there's certain elements in the piece that are very similar to experiences that I've had, but majority of it is completely fabricated. Like, I just took something and was like, let me just run in this other direction with it just to see what it would be like. Yeah. So the art itself is not really of my life, but it just has little trinkles of, like, things that have happened to me before.
Well, it's awesome. I really love how everyone is on a different place and a journey, and it has different views on what they and who they are, because that's how real life really is.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it when his old love wanted him to have sex with him the night before his wedding. And it was like, yeah, I really want to do this, but I really can't. And it was just, I like that. I'm sorry.
When I wrote those scenes between the ex-boyfriend and Alex, those are, again, complete fabrication. But, you know, the emotion behind it is still real. Like, I was writing these scenes and I was beginning to feel like, hey, I'm not really over my ex. This is actually really emotional for me. And to have that opportunity to write these scenes out, to, like, get out what I would have wanted to say or the things that I wish I could have expressed, was very therapeutic for me. So this writing process has been a healing process as well.
That's nice. Awesome. That's very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Let me ask you this as well, so while we're kind of on this. Also, I'm very interested. I mean, you have a very diverse cast, a lot of multiracial influences in the production and everything. So how has your specific, and this is with the caveat that I don't know what your cultural background is, but okay. How has your cultural experience, whatever that has been, has that informed what you're doing? And is it important that you express that cultural specificity in the work?
In the work, I wanted the series to reflect real life to the extent as well as I could. With that, living in New York, you deal with a magnitude of different races, cultures, and it was important for me to represent that in the show. For me, being African American, it was important for me to have a show where the majority of the characters are African American, just because there's not a lot of opportunities for us. And I really wanted to speak. I wanted Bi to be about everyone's journey, but I knew that me being an African-American man, it was going to be looked at as just my journey. And so I feel like I try to take on too much at once, trying to be a black man that's also bisexual, but also trying to speak to an entire black sexual community while still representing being African-American. And in being African-American, I wanted to make sure that people understood that I'm still a man, even though I choose to sleep with men and sleep with women, and it does not take away from who I am as a masculine person. Hope that made sense. I'm sorry.
It does. Absolutely.
It makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
No problem.
I was going to say, you know, one of the things, you break the fourth wall an awful lot in the show. It's like talking directly to the audience. And, you know, Speaking of the fourth wall, I will say, like, starting to watch this, I thought, this is Midsummer Night's Dream with the bottle of Prosecco playing Puck.
Very good.
I was infatuated with House of Cards. I'm probably sure maybe everybody on this line might be. I don't know if you guys are, but yeah, when I was reading David's script, I was like, David, like, you should, all these, like, David, like, let's do this where you, like, talk to me, like, because I'm, you know, I'm filming. I'm like, you talk to me, you break it. We tried it, and it just seemed okay, really nice. Like, I was like, I like this. And I was like, oh, my God. And as we, you know, develop, there's, like, some really cool things that are getting ready to happen. And I'm, like, excited for, like, this final episode to, like, happen, because we've worked so hard. And just to see, like, what we've done, like, it's just magnificent. I'm sorry.
It is. And I love the fourth wall. That is. It connects the audience so well, and we cannot wait for Christmas. This will be out the final finale will be out at Christmas time, right?
So, yep, Christmas Day, and then
part two of the finale will be out on New Year's Day.
Ooh, all right. And which brings me to the next question: mm-hmm. What is going to happen about season two?
Oh boy! Oh man! Okay.
Yeah.
Well, season one ends a particular way, I'll say that. And with season two, we're going to pick up with the group. They're a little bit further. It's going to be like a good 6 months ahead, almost a year. You'll catch up with everybody really quickly. And everyone's entering a new plane where their careers are taking off and their families are becoming more prominent in their life choices. So I wanted to add on the pressure that family puts on you as you get older. And with that, Alex is going to have to really deal with his family dealing with his bisexuality. And it's going to be fun.
It is. That sounds like it's going to be fun. A little bit fun.
Yeah, I mean, I've started to do some brainstorming, and I've started to write the first episode of the new season, and I'm already like, oh my God. there's so much I have in store, and just to not put it all out there in the first episode, I'm like, oh, this is the second season is really going to be full of a lot of surprises. Some of the characters that you met in the first season have a new storyline. Yeah, it's going to be good, I hope.
It will be. We have every confidence. Seeing what happened with season one, we have every confidence it'll be great.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and there's that line, you know, Camille has in one of the, when she comes, you know, she comes in about growing up, and it kind of like, that really kind of will be a segue to this new, to the next season.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I love
it. It really does. And I don't want to give away the finale, because the finale really pushes the next season forward. It really just kind of goes, like, you love what you got right now, but this is what's coming next.
No spoilers.
I don't want to spoil anything. Everything's, it's all fun. I had fun shooting it, so, yeah.
Oh, I had so much fun. Oh, my God. I really love David and the actor who plays Julian's chemistry, and I feel like, to me, that was like, He really liked Megan. She's a good girl, but she wasn't really into him until like she saw him with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So like, mm-hmm. I always felt like Julian was the one, you know?
Yeah.
And I just love when they're together. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Don't spoil too much.
Don't spoil too much. Well, I love all of them. I love Camille. And I tell you, I'm sorry. You have to tell me, what is the character's name who is constantly in the shower?
Oh, Lynette, you would be interested in the guy in the shower.
No, I'm just talking about his roommate.
Oh, Ty.
Yeah.
Ty.
I adore Ty.
Hello, Ty. Oh, Kai's got season two. Kai's got a story. It's gonna be fun.
Good. Yeah, he's a lot of fun. I'm sorry.
Oh, so reading about the real Kai, I mean, he sounds like he's kind of your tech brains.
Oh, Glenn? Absolutely. Yeah, Glenn, he does a lot of the administrative work. And
yes, he does.
I would not live without Glenn.
Yeah, we Bias TV would definitely not live without Glenn. And that's the thing, we're powered by artists. We're all, everybody in this is somebody who's trying to do something with, you know, making content or putting content out. So that's the real thing is like, we're all in this together and, you know, we're going to continue to create content that is, you know, provoking and pushes the boundaries of what society has thought us to be.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys secure sponsorship and funding for your efforts? No one does that in a vacuum. So how do you guys actually?
Well, actually the goal for us was, to kind of just start building an audience and just do with what resources we could and make something that we were proud of. And then to be able to have something to go to people to be like, here's what we did. Now, mm-hmm. you know, it's time to reap, you know, some kind of benefit off of that. So that's really our next goal is to, to start, you know, incorporating.
So, are you like actively looking for clients now or?
We will be come the new year once we're done with the series and, you know, we have really good numbers, as far as our viewership and it's very constant and we have started. I mean, if you guys have any ideas or you guys know,
if you have any way to help
you definitely can, you know, go to our website, biastv.com and reach out to us if, you know, again, we are powered by artists. We did an Indiegogo campaign when we first, actually, it was in October, David, right?
September. No, July. It was like July.
It was a failed attempt. And with, I think now with the crowdfunding and content, people aren't as willing to give for content. And I also noticed as far as like maybe 3 years ago, the web series was kind of this thing, like if you had a cool, which we have a really cool concept, you would get more like the bigger press that you needed to get to the masses. You know, our first episode, which came out about 2 months ago,
it's almost at 10,000 views right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great.
That is.
Those are good numbers.
I want to hook Ashton up to Nyambi because, you know, my son's bandmate, she's at NYU and she has an Afro punk band that probably should be making a video pretty soon.
Well, we would be down out with that.
I should ping her, all your information and have her contact you.
Please
we're
do.
We're hoping to see her for the holidays. But you know, once you're in New York, it's hard to get out.
Once you're in New York, it's hard to get out for sure. And also, once you're in New York, you kind of forget that there's other people out there that care about you. Like, your life becomes really New York based. And it's bad. I'm still learning how to pick up the phone and call someone from back home sometimes. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years.
We tend to put our kids on the bus to send them up there so that they can see her.
Yeah. There we go.
So, David, are you on Facebook at all?
I am on Facebook.
Okay.
You can find me very easily by just type it in David J. Cork. I'll pop right up.
David.
See, Maurice, just look at I just friended both Ashton and David, so you can.
Yes.
I'm not one of those people that are hard to find. I'm not trying to be hidden on Facebook. You can find me very easily.
Yeah.
Where are you guys?
Oh, I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland. Awesome. Okay. Awesome.
And
I'm in
one of my favorite directors is from Portland.
Oh,
who is that?
Yeah.
Gus Van Sant.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Good work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing work. Even it's hard to watch movies are to me amazing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's definitely a major influence on my work and who I am as an artist. So, and you, somebody's from DC, I heard.
Yeah, I'm from
John
DC. I'm just across the border in PG County where the
PG
real
County?
People live. The real people live.
I like how you said that.
Well, you know, I mean, like, we get a new tenant in that house downtown every 4 to 8 years. So.
And see, Maurice, you are.
I'm a New Yorker. Recently relocated to central Jersey around Princeton. So we've been here a couple of months now, but we both commute back and forth to the city quite regularly. We're probably there twice a week. So
awesome.
Oh, you all should hook up.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I want to know more about what you guys are doing. And I know there's a lot of New Yorkers who would be interested in your project. I was wondering, I have a lot more questions about you guys' work and about, you know, your connectivity to the bi community, if you're interested in that sort of thing at all. I also have an artistic background, so obviously I want to be supportive of your efforts, especially since you're putting out imagery and content that's relevant to our lives in terms of on a cultural level as well as in terms of sexuality and content along orientation lines.
Yes.
So I've already sent you a friend request, David, and I hope to continue our conversation from there.
That sounds great. I'm very much interested in that. Sounds like a great thing. I'm down.
Ashton, I really am impressed with your work.
You've
done a really good job with this.
Thank you.
David, you too, of course. And I want you to tell all the cast that we adore them. They're great too, okay?
Especially that thick Latina.
Yeah.
Boy. I just clap every time I see her on the screen.
Trust me. Every time I'm done, I'm like, oh my God, she's so gorgeous. Like, it's just like all I need is her in a shot, and I'm just good. You know?
Yeah.
I was gonna have a follow up question. Like, all the cast are so beautiful. Are you going to introduce a normal looking person at some point?
look, John, that's just New York, baby, okay? That's how we go.
Everybody in New York is gorgeous.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up.
Well, yeah, make sure you guys follow us. You know, we're all on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You know, David, you have all the bi information.
Yeah, well, the bi Instagram is really simple. It's just bi_the web series. That's for Instagram and Twitter. It's also on Facebook, by the web series. You can look it up. It's really easy to find. Ashton, if you want to do the For You.
And then I'm on Facebook too, Ashton Pina, PINA. Our Bias TV pages are all For You by Us. So we're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. We'll also make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page, For You by Us, and check out our website, biastv.com, for any additional information.
Awesome, and we will, of course, be providing all the links on our website for that, too.
Of course. Thank you guys so much. It was such a pleasure.
Yeah,
we had a wonderful time.
Yeah. Thank you, because, you know, you're entertaining us. And it's nice to see our voices out there talking about our issues, and we get so little of it, so... You know, thank you for doing this.
Hey, this is what we were, I think, this is what I was born to do. You know, I'm sure David feels the same way. You know, this is what, you know, some people, people are here to do certain things. And
I'm just thankful that I can, like, you know, I had this opportunity to put my voice out there and for it to be heard. I think what the amazing thing so far for me is just the fact that people are listening and people want to learn more and they're not being closed off about it. And for me, that is the most important.
Yay.
Yay, that's right.
Yay. All right, we're going to wrap up now,
okay? Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, I just want to remind everyone, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual, and greatly talented ones, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Okay.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Are you out there, Ashton?
Oh, he'll be back. Ashton, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
there's a song in there. That was great, you guys. Can you think of anything you might have missed you want to add?
I mean, I think, I mean, you guys are so awesome. It was just such a pleasure just having a conversation with you guys, you know?
Awesome.
It was great having a conversation. These kind of conversations don't come very often, so it's nice to just sit and talk about, you know, identity and sexuality and art, which is great. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Nip it back.